Hello, it's the 1st of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton teenager has been sentenced to life in prison for fatally stabbing a former schoolmate. Ibrahim Khan stabbed Humza Hussein to death on the 8th of June outside Chorney High School for Boys in Luton in full view of children and adult witnesses. It took a jury just over 2 hours to find the 16-year-old guilty. Following sentencing, Khan smirked at the family of the victim. The judge scolded the teenager for having shown no remorse for his violent act. The Humza's family issued a statement saying, "We can't come to terms with what has happened. Life will never be the same. Mr. Khan is guaranteed to serve at least 16 years." During a meeting, Chief Constable of Beds Police Gary Forsyth discussed the 2,000 additional calls made recently to 999. He believes that residents going away less on holiday and reduced social tolerance since the beginning of COVID lockdowns may be to blame. Bedford Borough has taken additional steps to reveal traffic congestion along the Northern Gateway due to ongoing roadwork on Clapham Road and Manton Lane. This includes manual operation of traffic lights during peak periods and switching work crews to night hours to guarantee their safety. It's hoped these measures will assist the flow of traffic through the area until the completion of the improvements in upcoming weeks. Eric and Joan Pates, founders of amateur theatre company the Bedford Marionettes, have been honoured with a plaque at the Bedford Corn Exchange. The Marionettes recently celebrated their 60-year anniversary in musical theatre production. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.